Good evening, Miss Middleton. Nippy tonight?
Is he? Oh, I haven't noticed. How's Sylvia?
Oh, she's lovely. Hasn't been sick again since. Why don't you come in again and see her? She really fell for you.
Oh, yes, yes, I will sometime. I must hurry, I'm late.
See you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, these stairs. They'll be the death of me.
Oh, it's you. Hello, Miss Piggott. I thought it was my husband.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Griggs. I was just saying to Miss Middleton, these stairs, they'll be the death of me.
Oh, there he is now. I recognise his footsteps. Excuse me now, Miss Piggott. I must dash in and eat the soup.
Soup, yes. Nice in the cold weather. Sylvia sometimes likes a spot of soup. I must get some soup tomorrow. Oh, evening, Mr. Briggs. I've just been having a little chat with your wife.
Sorry, can't stop. I'm a bit late. We're going out this evening.
You do have a gay time.
How's Sylvia?
Oh, she's very well. Thank you.
We present Sylvia Coleridge in Miss Piggott, a play for radio by Lynette Perry.
Sylvia? Sylvia, Mummy's home. Aren't you going to say hello to Mummy? Come and see what Mummy's got you for this evening. Oh, you can smell it, can't you? Now you're interested. Who's a beautiful girl? Who's a beautiful, beautiful girl? Kiss for Mummy. Oh, Sylvia, say hello to Mummy. Sylvia, fish. Oh, you are the cleverest, most beautiful cat in all the world, aren't you, Sylvia? What's the matter? Don't you want to be cuddled? Oh, you independent old thing, you. Well, all right, get down then if you must. Food first, cuddling afterwards. I should think so. That's what any sensible cat would say. Now, let me see. Get my coat on first. Oh, dear. I do hate this whole thing. It was such a mistake. And you pulled all those threads out. And Miss Middleton said you've made it into mohair. Well, that's what you've done. You know, she's right. You've made it into mohair. Now, don't touch that. Isn't yours. Mummy has to eat too, you know. Fish fingers for Mummy and the haddocks for you. Now, if I switch on, I'll heat up those cold potatoes and I'll open a tin of baked beans. Now, I don't care what they say. I like baked beans. It's protein. Cheese and baked beans. That's why I always have cheese sandwiches for lunch. Well, that silly old Miss Foxbridge has fish paste. Fish paste, I ask you. Whoops, dearie. Oh, we don't want to spill it and make a mess. All that horrid Mrs. Marsden will start complaining again, won't she? And we don't want that, do we? The room smells. Honestly, what a thing to say. No, it's the rent, of course. It's her way of trying to put it up. Horrid. Greedy. Now, I don't like that sort of behaviour. Take that Miss Ripley at the office. Always borrowing my pencil sharpener, but it isn't so mind lending it. I know. It's the inconvenience. What is it, my little lovey? What's your foody woodies? Oh, well, I think we'd better let this team out. Yes, open the window. That'll do it. Oh, goodness. Really? How very odd. The nerve of a man, he's still doing it. Well, I'm going to draw the curtains. Yes, I should have drawn them as soon as I came in. Shouldn't I, Sylvia? Oh, what's the matter? Don't you like the nasty man either? Well, the nasty man was staring at Mummy. Goodness, my hair all over the place. Now, I look a real sight. They say men are like that. I'll have to be very careful. They take anything on encouragement, you see. Yes, we'll have to watch our steps, Sylvia. Oh, my little lovey-dovey. You're hungry, girlie. Oh, now where are you off to? Oh, no, not before supper. Oh, dear. Well, listen, this is just the time that Mrs. Marsden likes to poke her nose in and see what's going on. It's rent night, Sylvia. She'll be here in a minute. All right. Now get out of it. Go on, get out. That's enough. Oh, you're a good girl. Yes, you are. You're very clever. Yes. Good. Oh, Lord. What did I say, Sylvia? Oh, now where did I put that air freshener?
Miss Piggott, are you there?
Come in. Oh, Mrs. Marsden. I just thought I'd freshen the air up a little.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's because of the fish, you see. I'm cooking fish for both of us.
So I see.
Not a nice mixture, really, is it? It's rose-scented. It doesn't go well with fish, does it? Mm-hmm. It's difficult to know what to do. Well, now come along, Sylvia. Say good evening to Mrs. Marsden. Yes, a good girl.
Oh, she's very conversational.
Goodness, she is getting fat.
Is she? I wouldn't have thought it. 4 ounces a day, I never give her more. 2 at breakfast and 2 at supper. And 3 vitamin tablets. Oh, she loves those. And nothing else except a few cat biscuits. Oh, to bridge the gap when I'm away, of course. And a saucer of cream from the top of the bottle.
Yeah, is that fish all right? It smells funny to me, even for fish.
Oh, it's the rose-scented air spray. The mixture, you see.
Well, I can't stand here guessing all night, Miss Piggott.
Oh, no, no, of course not. I'll get the rent. Yes, I have it ready here. Well, you know me, Mrs. Marsden. I never let you down, do I? Yes, here you are. Please count it.
I always do, dear. 4 and 6. Well, that's right. Thank you. See you next week. And try to cut out fish, will you? I can smell it all the way down to the basement. I'm not exaggerating. I can smell it all the way down to the basement.
Silly old idiot. If it isn't one thing, it's the other. Oh, heavens, now the fish is caught. She really will have something to smell if this burns.
She has been a bit odd lately.
Odd? Piggy's always odd.
Perhaps it's the change of life.
Oh, that's a cheerful thought.
The last fling before old age.
Piggy having a fling? A fling at what? The most exciting thing that ever seems to happen in Piggy's life is somebody comes in for 5 minutes to look at her cat.
Oh, don't. It's so sad.
Oh, they aren't sad about it. They're quite happy. What you don't know, you don't miss. And one man's meat is another man's poison and all that. She's probably been left £25.
Oh, good morning, Miss Ripley.
Morning, Miss Piggott.
Cold this morning, isn't it? I think I'll keep my coat on.
Yes.
I think you still have my last batch of figures, Miss Webb. Have you finished with them?
Almost. Anyway, by the time you need them, I certainly will have.
But I always do them in order, Miss Webb. So I'm rather held up till you've finished.
There's no logical reason for doing them in order, is there? You could just as easily do any of the others next, couldn't you?
Miss Piggott likes to do them in order. She has a methodical mind.
Well, thank goodness someone appreciates that fact.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb the routine of your methodical mind, Miss Piggott, but I can't give them back to you for half an hour. I'll be as quick as I can.
Well, I think I'll make the tea now. Mrs. Foxbridge will probably be in by the time it's ready. What do you think, Miss Piggott?
Oh, we can't have cold tea for Miss Foxbridge, can we? No, that'll never do. Oh, now, who's had my pencil sharpener again?
Is it me? Oh, I'm naughty, aren't I? Terribly sorry. Well, who'd like some cake or biscuits? There's still some of that old ginger cake left.
Hello? Hello? Anyone at home? Where's my baby? Sylvia? Sylvia! Where are you? Oh, there you are. What a funny girl. Are you glad to see Mummy home? Oh, was it a nasty, lonely day for a girlie all by herself? Oh, well, I can see you've had fun with that old paper bag. Now, wait a minute. Don't be so impatient. No, take your nose out of it, naughty. Oh, dear, I'm tired tonight. Now, I think I'll just boil myself an egg. Dear, isn't my hair a mess? It was so nice this morning. I think they liked it. Well, I didn't say anything, of course, but they noticed it. I wonder if he noticed. I kept my eyes on the pavement, didn't look left or right. No, he's cheeky all right, isn't he, Sylvia? I bet you anything he's looking now. Well, I have to go to the window. Well, how else can I draw the curtains? There, I told you so. He's seen me. Oh, dear. Really? I hope he doesn't think I'm forward. I couldn't help meeting his eyes. He was staring right at me. Well, it's as though he's waiting for me. But to come home, I mean. I wonder what he does. I wonder if he takes that dog to work with him. Oh, you wouldn't like to meet that fierce old dog of his, would you, Sophie? Oh, darling, are you a very hungry girly? I wonder how old he is. His hair's quite grey. Course, he might be a widower or divorced. Oh, dear, I don't think I'd like that. Well... Oh, well, I'd better get this cooking done. Well, of course, you know, it's such a liberty. I mean, one's life isn't private anymore. There he is, every morning. And when I come home, every evening. Oh, get out, will you? Get out from under my feet. Oh, well, it's your own fault. You will walk in front of me just when I'm in a hurry, dashing around trying to get things done. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Mummy's sorry. Oh, who's the nicest cat in all the world? Oh, good heavens. Whatever can it be? It isn't Friday. Can't be Mrs. Marsden. Good gracious. Whoever can it be? No. No, it couldn't be. Oh, Sylvia, whatever shall I do? Hello. Yes. Who is it?
I'm canvassing on behalf of the Labour Party.
The Labour Party?
We'd like to know if you're going to vote for us. Perhaps I could see you for a minute.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't open the door. Not this time of night.
We're looking for collectors.
For what?
Collectors. People to collect sums.
Sums?
6 pence a month. For members, eh? And, of course, canvassers. Always need canvassers.
Oh, no. No, thank you. I don't think I'm interested.
I'll put some literature under the door for you. I've written my name and address on it. I'm Mr. Merry. If you decide to join, let me know. Why not come along to our next ward meeting? It's on Tuesday.
Oh, no, I couldn't decide that soon.
No need to decide. Come to the meeting first. Well, I'll call back sometime, but I've got to be on my way now, so I'll say goodnight. Now, I have your name down correctly, haven't I? Miss Muriel Piggott?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I'll be calling again then, Miss Piggott. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Well, what do you think of that? Oh, goodness, what on earth's all this stuff he's pushed through? Go forward with Peter de Preault. Oh, very young, isn't he? Married with 5 children. Oh, well, perhaps it's an old photograph. Yes, my darling. Mummy's pussykins. Mummy hasn't forgotten you. No. Patience. Patience.
Do leave them on her desk.
I haven't finished the damn thing.
Yeah, but you know it only upsets her if you take them without asking her.
Oh, silly old...
Here she comes.
Oh, hello, Miss Piggott.
Good morning. Not that it is, but they say it'll clear up later.
I do like your new coat, Miss Piggott.
Oh, do you? I wasn't quite sure about it.
Such a lovely bright red.
Mm, it's
Cheerful, isn't it? Yes, very cheerful. And the nylon fur collar is positively happy.
Oh, is she having one of her little digs at me, Miss Ripley? I can never tell when Miss Webb's being sarcastic. Now, where are all the files that were on my desk last night?
I won't be long. You can have them in about half an hour.
I'll have them now, thank you, Miss Webb. Can't we hand them over to me? Thank you. And the other two as well.
Oh, but... Oh, really?
Thank you. And you can have them when I've finished with them. I won't be very long. What about some tea now, Miss Ripley?
Well, I thought when Miss Foxbridge came in...
Oh, I don't think we need wait.
Well, if you think so, I'll put the kettle on.
Please, Miss Piggott,
have
Sylvia.
Oh, hello, dear. Why don't you come in and see her?
Well, I've got to get some eggs for Mummy, and then I'm rushing right out again, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, some other time, then.
Yes, some other time.
Evening, Miss Piggott.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Priddicks. What a fright you gave me. I didn't realise you were so close behind me. Cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be worse tomorrow. Dropping 2 degrees.
Oh, my. Whatever shall we do?
Well, excuse me. I have to fly. Can't keep the supper waiting, you know.
Sylvia? Where's my Sylvia? Oh, there you are. What a funny place to sit. Oh, yes, it's a nice warm wall, isn't it? Oh, you clever old darling. Oh, dear, this place looks a mess. Dingy, that's what it is. A nice lick of white paint is what it needs. Oh, yes. Yes, my darling. Look what Mummy's got for you. Now, wait a minute till I go and draw the curtains. After all, we don't want him staring at us all the evening, do we? We must have some privacy. You'd think he'd have something else to do, wouldn't you? Hasn't he got a life of his own? Well, perhaps he's lonely, Sylvia. You know, there are people who are lonely. Nothing to do. No friends. Only that dog. Oh, it must be terrible. Poor man. Yes, that's it. You remember that day I put you on the windowsill? Well, I think he enjoyed that. That's why only a couple of days after, he let that great dog of his jump up on his windowsill and poke its head out at us. Now, I think he looks forward to these little things. Well, it's time to draw the curtains. He'll think I'm forward if I leave it any longer. You know, one can't be too careful, or they don't have any respect for you. Yes. It's a very tempting smell, my baby, isn't it? Not long now. Well, just get Mummy's fish cakes frying. Oh, dear. Mrs. Marsden?
What a smell.
Fish cake, you say, you know.
The fish? That fat smells rancid to
me. It's perfectly good margarine. I only bought it this week.
Oh, I was cooked with lard myself.
Animal fat, very unhealthy.
Marge is made of whale oil.
And vegetable oils, mostly vegetable oils.
Be that as it may, it's Friday again, Miss Piggott.
Why, don't the weeks fly? Mrs. Marsden,
you ought to draw your curtains, Miss Piggott. It isn't nice letting people see in with the lights on and everything.
Well, I was just about to when you knocked.
In that house across the road, there's a man who isn't very nice.
Oh.
Nasty habits. I shouldn't let him see what you're doing if I were you.
Well, I'm only frying some fish cakes.
I forgot to draw my curtains last night, and I went to the window, and there he was, as bold as brass, staring at me. That window, right opposite yours. Well... Heaven knows what he sees.
Well, there's nothing going on in my room that shouldn't be, Mrs. Marsden.
Oh, well, not you. You're all alone. So what about young Mr. and Mrs. Briggs?
Oh, I suppose so.
Oh, yes, that's better, dear. And keep them drawn. Well, I can't stand here guessing all night.
About the rent, Mrs. Marsden.
Would £1 be all right for the moment?
Well,
I could let you have it all in 2 weeks. Would £1 be all right on account?
Oh, it'll have to be, I suppose. But I'm very surprised. Oh, by the way, almost forgot. I brought this envelope up for you.
Oh, thank you.
It came this evening. Well, I'll leave you now. And I hope you aren't going to make a habit of being behind in future. Watch those fish cakes, Miss Piggott. I can smell burning. I can smell it all the way down to the basement.
Oh, silly old fool. Burning indeed. Whale oil. It says it's made of vegetable fats. Now, what's all this she's brought up? Can't be a bill. It's too thick. Oh, it's Mr. Merry. Dear Miss Piggott, I enclose your membership card, some literature, and some canvassing cards. As you will see, it's only a small area, just the 4 streets around your block. I do hope you can come to the ward meeting this Friday. Oh dear. I never should have done it. Now, I've a good mind to send them right back. Going around and worrying a whole lot of complete strangers, indeed. Banging on people's doors. No, it's not right. Anyway, they shouldn't expect a woman to do things like that for them. No, it's a man's job. I might get insulted, I mean. But where would I start? Well, I suppose I could pop up and ask Mr. and Mrs. Briggs. I wonder what the etiquette is. Oh, yes, my darling. It's ready now. Mummy's just cutting it up for you. And there's nothing here about that social and dance that Mr. Merry was talking about. There's supposed to be a whist drive, too. I used to play whist once. You just have to follow suit. It's quite easy, really. I mean, it would brighten things up, wouldn't it? People ought to get to know each other, he said. Supper for a beautiful girl. Oh, greedy, greedy, you'll be sick. Now, where did I put that sauce? Oh, it's like a dollop of sauce with a fish cake. Brightens it up. Not brilliant. Not as good as Monday's, though. Well, I'm nice and early. I'll be able to put a new elastic in that pair of knickers. That's all it needs, new elastic. Or perhaps I'll wash my hair. Oh, dear. I must remember not to draw the curtains in the morning before I take my curlers out. What do you mean, that Mrs. Marston? What on earth would he want to look at her for, ugly old thing? And what do you mean about nasty habits? Oh, it's her mind, of course. He's a very decent type of person. Anyone can see that. I mean, if he were cheeky, he wouldn't have left us in peace, would he? He's so quiet and reserved. Now, he ought to get about more. I mean, he ought to be invited to the social or the whist drive. I wonder if Mr. Merry's been round here. Oh, no. No, I couldn't, could I? Of course, I'd be perfectly within my rights. After all, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's the whole point. You have to visit strangers. It's perfectly respectable. Everybody understands. Oh, I mean, they're doing it all the time. I shall brace myself. There's nothing to it. You simply knock on the door and say, "Good evening. I'm canvassing on behalf of the Labour Party."
Good evening. I'm canvassing on behalf of the Labour Party.
Yes. Won't you come in? I was just making a cup of tea. Won't you come in and join me? Oh, don't be afraid of my dog. He's very gentle. Police trained, you know. Miss, I didn't catch the name.
Miss Piggott.
This way, Miss Piggott. Haven't you time for a quick cup of tea? Hello? You still there? Miss Piggott, where are you? What a pity. I wonder why she ran away. Embarrassed, I suppose. Strange. It's almost the sighted who get embarrassed. Almost as if they're afraid of us. The sighted, afraid of the blind. Oh, well, I suppose she was too busy to stop, really. They've all got their own lives to lead. That's it, Jason. They've all got their own lives. Oh, down, Jason, down. Sit, and I'll give you a chocolate biscuit. Yes, you old rascal, you like your chocolate biscuits, don't you? No, no, only one. Gently, Jason. Gently.
In Miss Piggott by Lynette Perry, you heard Sylvia Coleridge in the title role, with other parts played by Mary Wimbush, Eva Stewart, Maureen Kennedy Martin, and Alan Lawrence. The play was produced for the BBC by R.D. Smith.